Did you know that the year 2009 was declared by the UNESCO, the education arm of the United Nations, as the year of astronomy? Because 2009 has been, it would have been 400 years since the first telescopic discoveries by Galileo of the heavenly bodies, which he did in 1609. The irony was that when Galileo published his findings, which included denying that the earth was the center of the solar system, he was put under the Inquisition of the Roman Catholic Church. Ito'y isang uri ng korte na itinakda ng Roman Catholic Church sa paglilitis ng mga tinuturing nilang mga heretic. Dahil sinabi ni Galileo na yun naman ang nakita niya sa kanyang telescope, na hindi ang mundo ang sentro ng solar system, ayaw pumayag ng Roman Catholic Church. Sinabi nilang nang nilalang ng Diyos ang kalikasan, ang universe, tiyak na inilagay niya ang mundo sa gitna without any scientific evidence. But they tried Galileo and forced him to recant on threat of death. Galileo, the scientist, recanted, and that saved his life, but he was put under house arrest. Nakakapagtaka, but this was one of the battlefields in history between knowledge and ignorance. And at that time, ignorance won. Here's an institution pretending to know when it really did not know, and it was only going by blind tradition. Bulag na tradisyon ang kanilang pinairal, pero parang sila ay nagwagi. Of course, not for long. Soon, ignorance would yield to the undeniable discoveries of science. In fact, the danger now is quite the opposite. The danger now is that in the name of science, everything that is of faith is considered ignorance. Kaya nagkakabaligtad, parang pendulum. Noon, nagwawagi ang kawalan ng kaalaman, bulag na tradisyon, at isinasa isang tabi ang siyensya. Ngayon, sa pangalan ng siyensya, ay wala nang puwang sa pananampalataya. And both are showing the battlefield between blind tradition, knowledge, and ignorance. Well, in Ecclesiastes, we encounter this meeting point between knowledge and the unknown. Remember, Ecclesiastes is a wisdom book, and therefore its theme is very much about wisdom and knowledge. But in that theme of wisdom and knowledge, there is a lot said about the unknown. Sa tema niya ng karunungan at kaalaman, marami siyang sinasabi sa mga bagay, mga larangan na hindi natin alam. Para niyang sinasabi na ang isang taong marunong kasama sa kanyang karunungan, ang inaamin niya ang hindi niya alam. It's part of wisdom to admit what is not known. And there is so much in Ecclesiastes about the unknown. Dito nga sa second half of Ecclesiastes, as I said again and again, the key word of the book, which is Hebel, often translated vanity, has a new sense added to brevity. And that sense is mystery. Sa ikalawang bahagi ng aklat, kasama ng kaiklian, may salita rin ng Hebel ay may kahulugan ng kahiwagaan. Sapagkat dito sa ikalawang bahagi ng Ecclesiastes, paulit-ulit yung kanyang tanong, who knows? Who can find out? And when he raises that question, he admits that there is so much that is not known, there is so much that cannot be found out, and the effect sometimes is distress, even depression. But then, he has touches of wisdom that scatter throughout the book. And in chapter 9, we found the subject of death, because death is the one subject that generates more distress and puzzle and mystery. But then in chapter 9, the lesson we learn is that death levels all, but the one who fears God has wisdom that elevates him from the level. And in chapter 10, what we learn is that as he compares wisdom and folly, ang sinasabi niya ay merong pagpipili ang karunungan at kamangmangan sa mga sitwasyon ng buhay. Dapat nating piliin siyempre yung karunungan. Now we come to probably the shortest passage that we will use in this series. But I believe perhaps the most practical of all. Turn your Bibles to chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes. And our text is simply the first six verses. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 to 6. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes all things. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Now in this brief passage, just 6 verses, we encounter the expression, you do not know, 4 times. 6 na talata lamang, pero 4 na ulit yung mga salitang hindi mo nalalaman. So definitely, this passage is about the unknown. And what is included in the realm of the unknown includes both good and evil. You do not know what good may come. You do not know what evil may come. Hindi mo nalalaman anong masama ang darating. Hindi mo nalalaman anong mabuti ang gagawin, ang mangyayari. Ang ibig niyang tukuyin ay hindi natin nalalaman ang mga ginagawa ng Diyos sa larangan man ng mabuti, sa larangan man ng masama. But the preacher uses here figures that are mystifying to us now. For example, what does cast your bread upon the waters mean? Eh, ang mga commentators nagkakaiba-iba ng pagpapaliwanag. But I think even though we may not single out the real meaning of the figure, what he is trying to say, I think, is quite obvious. The figures themselves are baffling, but the idea is about good deeds. What we may expect of good deeds. And my message will be about that. Wisdom compels good deeds, even in the face of what is not known. Ang karunungan ay nagpipilit ng mabuting gawa kahit sa harap ng hindi natin nalalaman. Yan ang marunong. Gagawin niya ang nararapat, gagawin niya ang mabuti, kahit maraming hindi niya nalalaman. Wisdom compels good deeds even in the face of what is not known. You see, because of what is unknown, we can have an attitude which leads to a wrong approach to life. Madalas mangyari yan dahil may mga hindi tayo nalalaman, iba-ibang attitude ang maari nating maging madala. Eh, hindi ko alam, wag na lang. Hindi ko alam, hindi ko nagagawin. Maaring yung hindi natin nalalaman, magiging katamaran. O hindi natin nalalaman, magiging karuwagan. At maraming mga bagay ang magiging resulta ng hindi natin nalalaman. Eh, ang sinasabi rito ng mga ngaral, kahit may hindi, marami kang hindi nalalaman, ito ang ididikta sa iyo ng karunungan. Wisdom will compel you to do good deeds, even in the face of what you do not know. So wisdom avoids these wrong attitudes. In the various situations of life, there are many things that will remain in the realm of the unknown, but good deeds are always on hand for you to choose. Sa lahat ng sitwasyon, maraming hindi natin nalalaman, subalit laging may mga mabuting dapat gawin na dapat nating piliin. And 2 principles stare us in the face of this brief passage. The first principle is that good deeds must be done, whatever the unpredictable ends. Good deeds must be done, whatever the unpredictable ends. Dapat natin gawin ang mabuti, hindi man natin nalalaman ang kahihinatnan. And secondly, good deeds will bear fruit, even in some unexpected ways. Good deeds will bear fruit even in some unexpected ways. Ang mga mabuting gawa ay mamumunga kahit sa hindi inaasahang paraan. So these 2 principles, I hope, will prove practical to us in the realm of the unknown. First, good deeds must be done, whatever the unpredictable ends. What does the writer mean, or what does the preacher mean when he said, give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. So itong isang bagay na hindi natin nalalaman, what evil will be on the earth. One thing that we do not know, accidents, calamities, Even if we have the technology, who would have predicted the amount of rain expended by Ondoy the other Saturday? No one predicted that strong earthquake that rocked Indonesia just a few days ago. Calamities, what evil may come, we do not know. And here is what the writer says: if the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Sounds like Ondoy. Ay, pagpuno raw ng tubig ang ulap, ibubuhos sa lupa. If a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. A modern way of putting it is Murphy's Law. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong and at the worst possible time. Yan ang sinasabi. Yung kung merong mangyayaring tawag ng iba ay kamalasan, hindi tayo naniniwala sa swerte o malas, pero sa pananaw ng iba, kung may mangyayaring hindi maganda, nangyayari. So if things can go wrong, why do they go wrong? You see, a lot of news today or these days are accidents, fatalities in accidents. All over the world, in statistics, it is number 6 of the top causes of death. Pang-anim sa buong mundo ang aksidente sa mga pangunahing sanhi ng kamatayan. And who can say Christians are spared from that? It's not true. But the point is, we do not know. Accidents happen. But what is the point of the writer? What is the point of the preacher? His point is this: uncertainty is no excuse for irresponsibility. Or another way of putting it is that fear of what might be must not delay what should be. Yung hindi natin nalalaman ay hindi dapat maging katwiran para hindi natin gawin yung ating pananagutan. Yung takot natin sa baka anong mangyari na masama, ay wag maging dahilan na hindi natin gawin yung dapat nating ginagawa. Yan ang punto niya. Uncertainty is no excuse for irresponsibility. Fear of what might be must not delay what should be. So when he said, give a serving to 7 and also to 8, in modern business parlance, we say diversify. Damihan mo yung mga posibilidad ng mga mabubuti mong magagawa, at alin man dyan ay maaring papagbungahin ng Panginoon. You see, there are people who are petrified by the unknown. Takot na takot sila sa hindi nila nalalaman. And fear of failure many times leads to no attempt at all. Dahil natatakot silang mabigo, natatakot silang ma-disappoint, eh hindi na lang nila ginagawa. Baka walang mangyari. This can happen in business. And oftentimes, the failure to adapt leads to loss. Or as businessmen would say, no risk, you underachieve. Eh kung hindi ka magsisikap na gawin yung maaring risky sa pananaw natin, eh wala kang mararating. Yan ay sa larangan ng kalakalan, sa larangan ng negosyo. But what is true in business and income is definitely true in the realm of morality. Good deeds. Galatians 6:7 tells us, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Which means, sow nothing of good deeds out of fear, you reap nothing. Kung hindi ka magasik ng mabuting gawa dahil natatakot ka kung anong mangyari, wala ka rin aanihin na mabuting bagay mula sa isang mabuting gawa. Yung mga magulang na hindi gumugol ng panahon para sanayin at disiplinahin ang kanilang mga anak, anong aasahan nila? Mari nilang sabihin, eh hindi naman sigurado yan. Nakita ko yung mga bata na pinalaki ng maayos ng kanilang magulang, eh naging napariwara din. Samantalang may nakita akong mga bata na hindi naman talagang inalagaan, naging maayos ang buhay. At yung ganyang pangangatwiran ay nagiging dahilan para pabayaan nila yung kanilang tungkulin na bigyang pagsasanay, disiplina ang kanilang mga anak. What does the Bible say? Proverbs 29:15, the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame. You don't need to abuse the child. All that you need to do is nothing. A child left to himself. No training, no discipline, no teaching, no rebuke, no rod. And he brings shame. No, it is not ours to chart the future of what might be. Yes, we do not know. But there is something that should be done without needing to know what might be. And there is simply called responsibility. Hindi mo kailangang malaman mga mangyayari. Hindi pinapaalam sa atin. Pero may dapat tayong gawin. Ang simpleng katawagan dyan ay pananagutan, responsibilidad. This is a principle we need to exercise in the realm of morality. And what is true in the realm of morality is true in the realm of sanctification. Yung totoo sa moralidad ay totoo sa larangan ng pagpapakabanal o yung tinatawag nating paglagong espiritual. If you want to grow spiritually, we have spiritual disciplines that must be done. If you don't do them, don't expect to grow. You don't need to know the outcome in order to do the responsibility. Praying for the conversion of loved ones who perhaps remain unmoved. You must continue doing so even though it seems so thankless and hopeless. Let me confess to you that when I was praying for my father's conversion, I never thought he would be. I know more than anyone. I knew my father. I didn't think he would be converted. But he was converted at age 74. All that made me pray was just the thought, it's my responsibility. God answered it. It was bonus. And so we must do the responsibility. There are good deeds now waiting for your decisive choice and action. And do not wait to know what might happen. Do it now. And this is what the writer says, or what the preacher says. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Now, this is not to deny the due consideration of what economists call indicators. Isa sa alang-alang natin yung mga ebidensya para makagawa tayo ng tamang desisyon. Well, we need to consider the factors for decision. But this figure of observing the wind or regarding the clouds before sowing and reaping is describing someone distracted from what should be done because he is waiting for a sure sign. Yung nilalarawan dito ay yung taong hindi niya ginagawa yung dapat niyang gawin sapagkat naghihintay siya ng mga senyales, naghihintay siya ng mga hudyat, ng mga pangsigurado. Eh kapag maghihintay ka ng pangsigurado, ay hindi niya gagawin yung dapat niyang ginagawa. And we need to correct our perspective when it comes to doing good deeds. In the field of ethics, this is a debate between what is called imperative versus pragmatic. The pragmatic will only do that which will ensure success. The imperative says we must do it because it must be done, regardless of the consequences. And you and I as Christians definitely should be on the imperative side. Ginagawa natin yung nararapat, hindi dahil sa ito ay magtatagumpay. Listen to Peter when he was confronted together with John by the Sanhedrin, and they were commanded not to preach anymore the name of Christ. The words of Peter in Acts 4:19 and 20, Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard." If Peter and John were pragmatic, it would have been more pragmatic to listen to the authorities. But to Peter and John, the issue was, what is right? And that should be your issue when it comes to responsibility. Pagdating sa responsibilidad, yan dapat ang issue sa'yo. Ano ang tama? When your body tells you it is not pragmatic to pray, or even when your time schedule tells you it is not pragmatic to pray, challenge it and ask what is right. And rather opts for the principle of Martin Luther, who said, I have so much to do today that I must pray more. Rather than, because I have so much to do today, I have no time to pray. Ayun ang gawin nating prinsipyo. Ano ang tama? Do not wait for the sure sign of success. Should you fail, for example, to tell your brother something for his good, because it is possible that he would take it negatively. Hindi mo ba sasabihin ang nararapat sa kapatid kasi natatakot kang ma-offend? Baka siya matisod, masaktan, gayong ang tama'y sabihin sa kanya. Should you fail to care for lack of appreciation? And it can be applied to many practical circumstances where good deeds are waiting for us to choose and to act on them. And we must, whatever the unpredictable ends. Those good deeds may be staring you now in the face, and you are missing them because of signs. A tsunami the other day after the earthquake in Sumatra. There was a tsunami in Sumatra after a strong earthquake, but unlike in 2004, there was a warning. And so, no fatalities. Remember in 2004, the man who should be on his post to give the warning for the tsunami was not on his post. After all, it was Sunday. And after all, the last tsunami was more than 100 years ago. So he probably never thought, will there be a tsunami today? He never thought that. But the point is, it was his duty to be there. It could have spared hundreds of thousands of lives if he simply did his duty, even though the end was unpredictable. Ay ganun din sa atin. Kung ginagawa lang natin yung tungkulin natin kahit hindi natin alam yung mangyayari. Gawin natin. You don't need to know. You don't need to predict what might happen. This is a matter of principle, no matter what. In 1662, the Parliament of England passed what is known as the Act of Uniformity. It meant, or it required, all ministers to follow the guidelines given by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Guidelines which would compromise the Puritan belief in the regulative principle of worship. And you know what? The following day, 2,000 Puritan ministers chose to follow their conscience. And in an instant, they had no income, no position in church, no bright future, but they followed their conscience. And that's what mattered. At sana ganun tayo pagdating sa mga dapat gawin. Good deeds must be done no matter the unpredictable ends. But then I have a second point, which is something that should encourage us. Good deeds will bear fruit even in some unexpected ways. Ang mga mabubuting gawa ay mamumunga kahit sa mga paraang hindi natin inaasahan. And the preacher uses the facts of the unknown, in fact, to make it thrilling to expect what might happen when God prospers our good deeds. What he is saying is that there is a multiplicity of ways that we do not know how God can prosper the good that we do. Just do it. Leave the fruit to him. Gawin mo lang. Iwanan mo ang bunga sa kanya. At sa aking palagay, itong sinasabi niya sa 11:1, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. The thought, it seems to me, is that you will have your return, but not immediately. Leave the timing to God. And then another figure, as you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. The point of the analogy is to conclude that the fact that we do not know these things, we do not know what God will do. It should motivate us to do what needs doing now, because we know God will not run out of ways to prosper the good. Hindi maubusan ng Diyos ng paraan na papagbungahin ang mabuting ginawa. And this is therefore what the writer, what the preacher said, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper, either this, the one sown in the morning, or that, the one sown in the evening, or both alike will be good. Now, if you analyze this, it is first of all realistic. It accepts the possibility of failure of some of our ventures. Hindi lahat mamumunga. At yan ay isang realidad na dapat nating tanggapin. Kung minsan may ginawa tayo at may inaasahan tayo na ito dapat ang bunga, hindi nangyari, magtatampo ka ba sa Diyos? Wala naman siyang ipinangako na bawat gawin mo ay yung uri ng bunga na inaasahan mo ang mangyayari. God did not promise that. So it may be that only one will bear the fruit you expect, or it may be both. But the point is, expect that some will not bear fruit the way you expect it. But notice second that this is optimistic. It is in fact excited about which good will prosper. Who knows? Even both may prosper. So you see, it started, this passage started with not knowing what evil might come. It ended with not knowing which good might come. Nagsimula doon sa pessimistic, ano bang masama mangyayari ngayon? Natapos sa optimistic, ano kayang mabuti ang mangyayari? So nasaan ka? Ikaw ba yung lagi na lang, ano bang masama mangyayari ngayon? Kagaya nung sinabi sa Proverbs na there's a lion in the street. Lagi na lang iniisip kahit na yung pinaka-imposibleng mangyari, iisipin niya yung masamang mangyayari. But here, the progress of the preacher is what evil might come, he progresses into what good might come. Sikapin natin, hubugin natin yung ating attitude so that we may have that attitude that is thrilled with what good might come. Galileo's telescope was too much for blind traditionalists. They chose the comfort of tradition rather than the exciting advance of scientific knowledge. Well, para sa atin, tanggapin natin kung ano ang nandyan na ipapaalam sa atin, ngunit kung hindi natin alam, ipaubaya natin sa Diyos. The simple point as I close with this challenge is, do not impose your agenda on God. Rather, submit to His. This is wisdom for the unknown. You do not know, don't impose your agenda on God. The unknown may include evil things. It may include failures that might happen in some of our ventures. If they happen, bow down to God. But in the goodness of the Lord, He has many ways of prospering the good that we do. But leave it to God. Stay close to the real things that matter most to God. Hebrews 6 verse 10 is one of my favorites. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love. Hindi malilimutan ng Panginoon ang ginagawa, ang pagpapagal natin sa pag-ibig. The sad fact is that we easily complain over evils and failures, and we are so slow to thank God for the many abundant good things that we enjoy. And the point is, we must be prepared. Whatever it is, God will give to us, whether the evil we do not know or the good that we do not know. It was many, many years ago on the same day, October 4. I think it's somebody's birthday today, but I forgot whose. But anyway, October 4, it happened 1747. David Brainerd was lying on his bed sick. He was being cared for by Jonathan Edwards. He was in his house. One of Jonathan Edwards' daughters, in fact, was Brainerd's fiancée, Jerusha. On that day, Jerusha entered his room and David Brainerd asked her, "Are you willing to part with me? Because if it is God's will, we will part ways and we'll spend eternity in heaven." And that's something that we need to ask ourselves. The good things we enjoy, we need to ask, are we willing to part with them if it is the agenda of God? Do not impose your agenda. Rather, submit to the agenda of God. The wise is not always the one who knows more. The wise is the one who knows what to do when things are not known. That is wisdom. Do the good even if things are not known of others. Let's close in prayer. Salamat Panginoon sa karunungan na itinuturo sa pinagbulayan naming salita at nawa ngayon matutunan namin ito. Ang marunong ay hindi lamang yung nalalaman ng maraming bagay. Ang marunong ay nalalaman ang dapat gawin sa panahon ng mga marami siyang hindi nalalaman. At ganito ang hinihingi mo sa amin, Panginoon, to have that wisdom that is able to do good deeds even in the face of what is unknown. And that means good deeds must be done whatever the unpredictable ends. We do not need to be certain of the outcome to do what must be done, for our good deeds must be imperative, not pragmatic. Our good deeds must be done because they are good, not because they will succeed. And may this be the way we choose the good to do and act on it, is not on the outcome, but on asking what is right before you. And so grant, O Lord, that even in the small matters as well as in the big things, we may be able to weigh the circumstances so that we may know what good to do, whatever the unpredictable ends. And at the same time, help us to accept the fact that good deeds will bear fruit, even in some unexpected ways. May we, like the preacher here, not just dwell on what evil things we do not know may happen, but may there be a thrill in our hearts to even expect good things to happen, even if we do not know them, because you have a multiplicity of ways to prosper the good. And therefore, help us, Lord, not to impose our agenda upon you, but believing that you are our good Father and you are the sovereign King. May we learn to submit to your agenda and help us to major on those good deeds closest to your cause. For you have said, your word says, God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love. So grant, O Lord, that we would learn to do what is good and leave to you the fruit of it. And even if the good things we do may not have the fruit that we wanted and that we expected, may we learn to submit to you, believing that you have done the best for us in the sending of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we have that, we have the best, we can accept even the things that may be found by us as unfavorable, and yet we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to your purpose. So be with us even now as we prepare for the Lord's Supper. May we, as we prepare for it, dwell on the best that you have done for us in the sending of your Son for our salvation. May you speak even to those to whom this saving grace is not yet real, that they may come to Christ tonight. So we return to you all the thanks and the praise, and help us to have that wisdom that is able to do the good deed even in the face of what is unknown. For Christ's sake, we pray these things. Amen.